Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. It is the second Tuesday in May. Wow. How does it just go by so fast? I mean, wowzer. It just flew by. And here we are, another week into this, what I call the destruction of America. I got some things I want to talk about today. But before we get into that, we've got a big full week of comedy. I'm joining back up with my Jokers and Jesters partner, Jake, and we are doing some shows here in the state of Virginia, as well as one right over in outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. So go by the website, educatedredneck.com. It's everything Educated Redneck. It is my bio, my pictures, my travels. And as I travel, a lot of my pictures will propagate the first page. So come by multiple days. It changes as I upload pictures, especially once I get mobile. But this week, we're still staying close to home. It's the spring season, East Coast tour time. I read an article today, and I'm trying not to focus, but people are making it hard not to focus. There was one of these confused people who don't know what their sex is, who walked into a YMCA and got nude with a bunch of underage children and some women. Yes, you heard me. Now, in any normal, sane society, that man would be put in handcuffs and charged with lewd and lascivious behavior and charged with some child sex crimes and be summarily put in jail. But in the upside-down, crazy world we live in, a judge, you know, part of the team trying to destroy America, ruled that because he was so fat and his wiener was so small that they couldn't see it, so it didn't matter. Man, I bet you Louis C.K. is just twisted right now, because he had his career pretty much destroyed for doing the exact same thing, but he was a man. He didn't claim to be a woman. So for all you perverts out there, when you want to show your wiener to some woman who doesn't want to see it, just tell her that you're a woman and everything will be okay. So I got to ask you parents out there, you men, I'm speaking to the men, when exactly are you going to become a man and stand up for your kids? When? At what point will you finally say to these perverts, these leches, that enough is enough? Now, if you want to be a woman and act like a woman and do all the things a woman does, you can do that, but you stay out of the damn locker rooms. You stay out of the damn bathrooms. Or if you do go into a bathroom, you go in as a woman, you pretend to be a woman, you don't tell anybody that you're not. Because when you tell somebody you're not, you're subject to the consequences of your words. That's why they want to tell all of us right-wingers, your words have meanings. Well, your words have meanings too. And again, this is where we select words. I identify as is the same as I pretend to be. Because that's what you're doing. You're pretending you are not a woman. Like I said, you know, as long as you say you're a woman, you can show your dick to any chick you want to show it to. Just go dangle that thing out. Because you're just identifying. and you didn't identify the wiener between your legs as real. This is the absurdity that we have been forced to deal with. And also, on that same note about destruction of America, I watched a Senate hearing where we are sending millions of our hard-earned dollars overseas to secure the border of another country. What? I didn't think borders, I thought that was racist. I thought it was racist to demand that your borders be protected. That made you a big old bigot, a xenophobe. But when it's in another country and another border, it's a very good idea to secure their border for their security. Screw you. Why do you think there are gates and walls around the Capitol buildings? Because they don't work? Or because our cowards that represent it demand that they be protected while ignoring your right to be protected? I mean, because the cops can't be everywhere. They're too busy sitting on the middle of interstate running their radar so they can pull you off to the side of the highway, the most dangerous part of the highway, so they can steal money from you for your safety. This is what you allow stupidity to reign, it breeds, and it creates more stupidity. Which, my friends, is exactly where we're at. We are in the land of absurd, where a man who shows his wiener to a fellow coworker will be charged with sexual assault, a sexual crime, and have a sexual charge hanging over them for the rest of their lives. But a man can just go, I'm a woman, whip his dick out, and everything's good. This is stupid on a level of stupid I have never seen in my life. And you're letting it happen. Well, yes, we must consider their feelings. Screw their feelings. Where is the Me Too movement? Where did you guys go? Where did the Me Too movement go? Where the mere somebody say a song, oh, it's cold outside, is sexual harassment. Where did the Me Too movement go? When every woman must be believed. Where did the Me Too movement go? Where did you go? I'm sure many of you have seen the South Park episode where the Randy Macho Man Savage character says, I'm a woman. I'm going to crush all these women. It's that absurd. We've hit that level of absurdity where we are living a cartoon and you're letting it happen because you don't want to be judged by it. But screw that. Judge me. Like I said, you better never find yourself anywhere as a man showing your wiener to my daughter because you won't no longer identify as a woman. I'll make you one. This is disgusting. Look, folks, I'm not coming from a Puritan background. I was young. I did a lot of stupid things. I did a lot of things that right now disgust me. But you can change. You can change. And the way you change is you look at what you're doing and you think about it. And realize you were wrong because people make mistakes. People do wrong things. But if you refuse to change and you keep doing wrong things even after they've been shown to you to be wrong things, then that is not a mistake. That is not a mistake. At all. And what's it going to take for you to stand up for your rights? I don't identify as a man. I am a man. Because there are two sexes, male, female. Now, like this Dylan Mulvaney or what the hell that's Budweiser joke is. You watch him, he acts like a little teenage girl running around, and it's just a dude in panties, Dan. Yeah, but your perverts out there love that shit, folks. That's why when they used to have toddlers and tiaras on, I'm like, why does a three-year-old have to dress like a hooker and show off her young body? This is disgusting stuff, folks. Like I said, people all, oh, it's all this sex on TV that's making our little daughters, you know, turn into little No! Look at the cheerleading squads, folks. They got little girls out there in mini skirts and panties humping the air like a dog in heat, doing moves I can't get them to do with the titty bar for $20, and that's considered okay for our child. Oh, Dan, you're just a pervert because you're making it into something it's not. No, I'm not. You should be humping the air at 12 years old. Jesus, people. There used to be a thing called decorum. There used to be a thing called being proper. Oh, you want to force everybody into a box. No, I don't want to force everybody into a box, but when you let your little daughter act like a whore and then she comes home pregnant, that ain't my problem. We didn't do that shit when I was younger. I was in a school. We had 500 in my graduating class because in West Virginia, everybody rides to one school. They don't build schools all over the place. We're not a single person pregnant in my senior class. Now I go back to my high school of my youth, and they have built a daycare onto the school to take care of all the children of children having children. It's okay. Don't dampen their expression, Dan. We wouldn't want to tell them they did something wrong and damage them forever. You better start waking up at some point. There is an evil flowing through this country. Two or three multiple shootings, mass shootings the other day. And again, they were in no gun zones. Because see, everybody's like, it's the gun. That gun didn't get up in that morning, drink its coffee, and go, let's go kill people. Again, I understand why you think a gun can do stuff by itself when you believe a man can be a woman. It's because you're mentally unstable. A loaded gun is no harm until a hand picks it up and uses it. It is a tool. If you're going to outlaw guns, are you going to outlaw chainsaws, machetes, hammers, screwdrivers, knives, can openers, razor blades? You're going to just outlaw everything that can kill? Are you going to outlaw everything that can kill? Because that's what you're going to have to do. If items can kill, then we need to outlaw the items. Cannot do anything. They are an inanimate object. For them to do any action or be animated, it requires a person. But we just forget that a person has responsibilities, and which blame it on a gun. And who's blaming it on the gun? All these panty-waist little bitches running around like Dylan Mulvaney. A man acting like a woman, acting. Acting is the key word there. They are not women. They are acting like women. It's going to take more men to stand up and go, you know what? You want to call me a homophobe? You want to call me names? Throw them. Because always remember, names will never hurt you. Always remember that. Always remember the violent side is the transgenders, because they have taken guns and killed people. They have mobbed the female NCAA swimmer simply because she pointed out the truth, which is that men should never compete with women. Who we're going to have men competing with women, which is do away with women's sport 100% so you don't have to claim to be a woman. And then there'll be no women in the top 100 of anything. And then we can end that debate about equal pay and all that shit, because then they're not equal. They're 200 down on the list. You do realize that a championship female soccer team was beaten by a high school male soccer team. You understand that, right? It's because we are not equal. We have never been equal. We will never be equal. Although I might take that last statement back. You've turned all these little boys into soy boys and little bitches so much that, you know, you may be able to kick their asses soon. I don't get it, folks. You are living in one of the most perverse times. And the funny thing is, and what y'all don't understand, is this is not surprising to me. Well, why is that, Dan? Because I am a student of history. And if you look at all the great societies that have collapsed, and ours is heading down that road too, if you look at all the great societies that have collapsed, they all follow the same trail. Massive budgets, massive overspending, massive debt, massive conquest, massive perversion. The bathhouses, the Roman orgies. Because it is impossible to have a society that entertains every degenerate thought. Because the reason people tell you the dangers of degenerate thought is because it will creep into everything in your society and destroy it. This is why the trannies want so hard to read books to your children. They're grooming you. Let me tell you something. If a parent took his son, his six-year-old son, to a strip club and had him tuck dollars in the stripper's garter belt, which arguably is more natural than a guy dressed as a chick reading to your son, he would be summarily attacked by CPS. His children would be taken. They'd be given to some home that doesn't give a shit about them. And he would be put in jail. Now take that same man and take him to a drag show where they're showing their dicks and G-strings, and he is considered enlightened. He is rounding his son's education. This is how sick and perverse this country has become. Now, don't get me wrong. Whatever two consenting adults, 18 plus, want to do, I don't judge. You want to dress up as My Little Pony and have your partner ride you? Go at it. You want to do sick and disgusting things in the privacy of your own home and you both agree to it? Go at it. That shit in your own yard. Because when you try to put it in my yard, I'm gonna show you where to put it. Place you're probably used to putting things. Truly sad. Well, I am going to take my first break and make sure my coffee is warmed up and all that thing like that. But think about what I'm saying. I have a lot more things to pick with you. But here we go.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireta. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. Back to this upside-down world. Of course, now, see, here's the thing. Everything we're doing right now is not an accident. The Democrats have told you for years how much they hate America, how much the Constitution is in the way of things they want to do. You must rip the moral fabric out of a society to make it collapse. And they are doing that. Under this guise of making it normal to have mental illnesses. Now, like I said, if you want to identify as a woman and people will treat you as a woman, that's cool. But you do not have the right to go into the restrooms and the shower rooms and the places that are designed for females. Where are all the code pink, you know, the pussy, pink pussy wearing women, pussy hat wearing women? Where are they at? I thought they were for women's rights. How can you be for women's rights and allow trophies that are rightfully theirs to be taken? How can you be for women's rights and have awards awarded to a man taken from a woman? How can you be for women's rights, Me Too movement, when a mere guy trying to show his wiener to a woman is a Me Too movement, but if he says he's a woman, it's okay to show her? See, you can't justify any of those because you're dealing with mental issues. You cannot apply logic to mental issues. That's why they're mental issues. Are you with me? There's a lot of destruction of the society going on. They must tear everything down so they can insert something new. You've heard the talk of the 15-minute cities. That's not just a conspiracy theory anymore. They are actually doing it in parts of Britain. This is absolutely horrible what we are doing to people. The elites who fly around in their private jets while banning your gas stoves. The elites who fly around in their private jets and drive around in their monstrous armored SUVs guzzling gallons of gas tell you that you are the problem. That would be like a fat man eating a gigantic apple pie covered with whipped cream, saying to the fat person eating a grape, you are causing your own obesity. It's insanity. I don't know how you can look around this world and not see the insanity. And then you start this other argument, and I've heard this argument. This is the other one. Defund the police. And then, of course, the people who are really for the police, oh, you want to destroy them. No, let us put it this way. There does need to be some common sense applied. First of all, qualified immunity absolutely must be struck down. The only sovereign citizens in the United States are American police officers. They are the only ones above the laws of the land. They have, in fact, been licensed to kill. We need a Bill of Rights, one that's actually followed. See, I think the way to rein in the rogue police department is very simple. Give people rights that are actually new and used. Let's say, for example, a cop writes you a ticket they always, the thing is, don't fight it in court. Well, how do you have to go fight it in court? First, you must take a day off from your job and lose a day's pay or a day's vacation. Or if you're a smart person, call in sick. You're still going to lose a sick day, but at least your vacation will be good. That's number one. Then they must drive themselves to the courthouse, pay for their gas, pay for the parking, and then waste a day sitting in a courtroom because they won't even make an appointment for that. They'll just tell you to some point in the day, we will get to you. Three, he must hire an attorney or take his chances without an attorney, which can get him really screwed. So he has a gigantic expenditure to just face it in court. Well, let's see what it costs the cop. Well, the cop gets a cop car to go to court. Doesn't have to pay for gas. A cop gets paid to be in court, so he doesn't have to use sick days or lose any time. And if there is any judgments delivered, you know, you have to pay your fines. If there's any judgments delivered against the police officer, the people will pay for his crimes. So he's in a win-win-win-win situation. And that's why they will just pop you in handcuffs, say, make up some crime, take you downtown, and lock you up. Because they lose nothing, you lose everything. First of all, if you are given a citation and you go to court and beat it, because if you went to court and lose to a citation, you've got to pay them $200, $300, $400. If they lose, it's just, we were wrong. Who cares? No. This is how you reform the police. You start getting to the money. If you go to court and beat the ticket, you should automatically be paid $2,000. Bang. And that money should come from the operating budget of the police. Don't defund them. Let them have that budget. But if they screw up, they got plenty of money, they can pay out of that budget. Number two, if they accuse you through a dog sniff of having drugs in your car and violate your Fourth Amendment right to be secure in your possessions, and don't find any drugs in the car, you should get $10,000 instantly. If they violate any of your rights and it's proven that your rights were violated, you should get $50,000 instantly. If they do any kind of violence to you and it was proven that that was all not necessary, you should get $100,000. If they cause bodily injury that results in any kind of problems for a person in the future, you should get $1 million. And then fight at the court really means fight it in court. Because then both of you go into a match where both of you can lose. And then that is true fighting. What we have right now is be prostrate to the court. That's what we have right now. You are prostrate to your masters. Your masters are in control. Don't you forget it. Because that's where we're at. And if you don't believe me, here's the thing. Police are supposed to stop crime, right? Isn't that what they're supposed to do? Yet, Walmart is closing store after store after store or locking all of their products behind glass because the police will not enforce theft laws. On them. That's on these Soros prosecutors. See, they want the chaos. This is not an accident, folks. Everybody's like, oh, it's just an accident. Unintended consequences. Bullshit. This is on purpose. There ain't an accident going on. This is 100% on purpose. Go read Cloward and Piven. Go read Cloward and Piven if you dare. Rules for Radicals. And he lays down everything the Democrats are doing right now. divide, destroy, crash, replace with what you want. This is history, kids. History has my back. This is history. And we are living it again because you were too dumb enough to learn it the first time around. Your will for ignorance of the law is amazing. We have proof the Russian dossier was paid for by the DMC, DMC or whatever the hell they are, the Democrat Party. We have proof that Hillary Clinton was there. We have proof that Biden was there. We have proof that the Justice Department was bastardized during an election, and you don't care because your team won. And what you don't understand is when your team loses, all that stuff you didn't care about will suddenly become very important to you because the pendulum always swings. We need a Bill of Rights. There should be repercussions for searching your car and finding nothing other than, my dog was wrong yet again. Also, if a dog alerts and no drugs are found, he gets 3 alerts wrong, retire him from service forever. I think they should keep a record of a police dog's hits and misses because remember, in court, it's beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, if your dog is 80% correct, that's not a shadow. Your dog must be 100% correct. If you're going, I've been trying for years. Maybe somebody listening to this show could help me. Can you find me the part of the Constitution that says all of this goes out the window if a German shepherd barks? Can you show me that part of the Constitution? Because I'd like to see it. I would really like to see it. The Constitution restricts the government. It does not restrict the people. Because our founding fathers, in studying history, realized that every government eventually becomes large and destroys the people it's ruling. They wrote something to try to prevent that, and now you libs and you Democrats have crushed it and are heading us right down the path to socialism yet once again. When people go, "Then we already socialist because of Social Security and all." You're right. We are socialist because of that. We never should have done it. We never should have went down that road. Just because somebody was wrong doesn't mean that changes everything else. They were wrong. They never should have. Never should have. Because see, this is what you don't want to realize. If you take your money out of the government and put it in a private retirement fund, you would actually have double, if not triple, the money when you get to the end of the line. We need a Bill of Rights. Because it's funny how Walmart is being robbed blind, and I know this because I've been out there to Portland, I've been out there to Seattle, I've been to all these places. And while they're robbing these stores, these criminals are robbing these stores, the police are sitting in the median strips. And if you go by 6 to 10 miles an hour over the air, they'll pull you over and they'll enforce themselves on you because you don't scare them. The criminals scare them because those people will hurt them. And so they go steal more from you for your safety. It's for your own good. I wish I could do that, put a little shiny thing on my chest, a bastardized flag with a blue line on it, and walk up to somebody and knock the shit out of them and steal it and go, "You shouldn't have talked to me that way." Walk off. I wish I could do that. That's for your safety. Yeah, I made you safety. You shouldn't carry as much cash, and I took care of that problem for you by taking your cash. And everybody's like, "Dan, there are good cops." Where? They stand by and watch their person, their partners, brutalize people, take their rights away, and say not a damn thing. If you don't speak out, you're just as bad as the criminal. That's why, okay, remember, here, I'm going to show you why that's true. If I'm with my buddy, and my buddy goes into a liquor store and kills the owner and robs the cash register and comes out and gets in the car, and I watched it all happen, and I don't report it to the police, I'm an accessory to murder. So how come if I don't speak up against a criminal, I can be charged as an accessory, yet these police stand by and watch their partners brutalize people and say not a thing? They are an accessory to that crime. And people going, go to court. A court stacked against you? That court is stacked against you. That's why if you don't have a dash cam and you go into court and it's your word against the cop, you just got screwed. That's why I recommend everybody have a dash cam with the speed on it. Because you cannot trust the police. Well, Dan, if you were in trouble, you'd call the police. The hell I would. I'd pull out my .45 and I'd make you a canoe. The cops have never stopped a crime in my life that involved me. Never. Every crime has been stopped by me. They're too busy. Matter of fact, I have lost more money in the form of tickets to the police than I have ever had stolen from me by a criminal. And that is a fact. So tell me again why I should be, our heroes. You know, have you watched our heroes lately? Seriously, folks. They're tatted up like a prisoner, all with these blue lines and liberty and all this other bullshit that they crush every day because they've been brainwashed. They're doing it for the good of you. I'm protecting you by beating the dog shit out of you. On the other end, if a guy pulls a gun, shoot him. I ain't got a problem with that. But you better damn well make sure it's a gun, because if you shoot somebody that's unarmed, you should be sent to prison for life. Because that was what would happen to me. If somebody walked in my house and I said I thought he had a gun, but he had a wallet, and I shot him, I would go to prison. But if a cop sees a guy holding a sprinkler hose and says, I thought it was a gun, and shoots him, nothing will happen to him. It was per policy. See, you can have both sides of the argument. It's called the middle ground. And if you really want the truth, the middle ground is where the truth is. Extreme right and extreme left, neither one of them are correct. The truth lies in the middle. The middle is this. Do we need police? Absolutely. Should police fight crime? Absolutely. Should police be able to be violent against somebody who was violent back? Absolutely. But the police should be held for the exact same standards as a homeowner with a gun would be held. And not have the special privilege to be an executioner with no repercussion, financial or prison. But what we have is a bunch of sovereign citizens running around with a bastardized flag on their chest with a blue line on it. They paint that blue line all over their gang cars, all over their buildings, all over their parking lots, because they want you to know. And also, here's another one we should have here. It should be illegal to put cuffs on anybody without them being arrested. This detainment bullshit is the biggest bunch of hooey on the planet Earth. Because those handcuffs serve one purpose, to show their superiority. It is a symbol of them being superior and you being their slave, and you must obey. It should be 100% illegal to put handcuffs on anybody who is not arrested. And I'm not talking the kind of arrested where you change your mind and you let them go. I'm talking about the kind of arrested where you're going to take them down to the jail and book them in. And if you put handcuffs on somebody and then don't arrest them, they should get $50,000. That's how you handle this. But see, here's the other end of it, though. You've got to make sure the money comes out of their budget, because then they'll give a shit. The chief, who's making probably $250,000 a year, realizes that if they don't have money in their budget to pay him, he doesn't get paid. He will make sure his men don't do things that are going to cost him money. But as it is, it's the American taxpayers is on the hook for these cowboys. And we are. Hook, line, and sinker. We are 100%. All righty. Well, I think we're, again, up on commercials. It goes so fast. So I'm going to get this commercial break in here, and I'll be right back.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded, where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom, and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with a student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Vibrant prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. You got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw lion in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
Can't deceive us all, or now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation.
virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
And we're back. Yes, sir. I'm supposed to have Herman here, but for some reason it says this. He said the numbers are not getting through. I hate that. I like having Herman here to talk with me. Oh, well, we're going to plow on, and we're going to go over to the news and take a look at what's going on there, because I'm sure it's interesting. So we're going to Drudge Report. Oh, here it is. See, folks, this is the other thing here. And the last thing I want to see this country in is a civil war. But if you keep suppressing people's right to speak, that's exactly what will happen. And I give you Tucker Carlson. And, you know, I quit. I watched Fox for a while, and now they have gotten to the point where they are a joke. They had a man, what was his crime? He showed videos that they didn't show you. Videos recorded on cameras you paid for, in a building you paid for a government you paid for, of an event that was people gathering to use their rights. It's funny how many times the Democrats have stormed various state houses, occupied them, and that was not called an insurrection when they were actually violent, when they were actually tearing things up. I watched the videos that Tucker showed. The reason they didn't want you to see that is because it made it very clear that every claim they were making was lies. I know you Democrats have made a living. What about the insurrection? It's a dangerous democracy. You know what's a danger to democracy? A president ruling with a pen is a danger to democracy. The Democrats aren't even going to have debates. You've got one choice, that nincompoop Biden. That's your choice. A guy who can't put a sentence together. That's your choice. That's the best person out of 377 million people. Seriously. You mean to tell me that Biden, out of 377 million people, is the best, air quote, candidate? And then you expect me to follow your stupidity. He didn't win that last election. I don't care what anybody says. He absolutely, positively did not win that last election. And the reason it's not been taken to court is because they control the courts. It is a kangaroo court. Our judges are compromised. Our representatives are compromised. Our president is compromised. It used to be equal justice. Used to be. Our legal system is compromised. And you have no recourse. And it's really funny. They're pointing 70% of the people said they don't want Biden again. Remember, this man, what, 2.5, 3 years ago, got more votes than any president in the history of presidents ever got. Yet 70% don't want him to run again. You tell me how those numbers add up. I'd like to hear that one. That has got to be one of the biggest fantasies ever. But you're going to let it happen because they control the courts. There were many, many brilliant legal cases brought against this, and they all were shut down by the Supreme Court because they are part of it too. We designed a government that was supposed to have co-equal branches to stop exactly what we're witnessing right now. And they do nothing. We have representatives, Ocasio-Cortez, Cougar, Mellencamp, who was a bartender dancing like a slut on the bar until she became one of them, one of the rulers. And in a little over 4 years, out of $175,000 of income, our little bartender who was shaking her ass and barely paying her rent has now got $23 million in her bank account, and there ain't a single audit done of her. While you, $5 on a receipt, and they'll crawl up your ass with a microscope. But a person making $175,000 a year, accruing $23 million in 4 years, doesn't perk anybody's attention that something might be afoot. Because they are the rulers and you are the ruled. This country is dead. The Constitution is dead. And we're about to find out what happens when you won't allow people to get representation. Y'all don't get it, do you? There's a whole bunch of people just want to be left alone, and you're bothering them. And you're going to find out why they want to be left alone. For the same reason I want to be left alone. I don't want you to trigger my temper. Because once my temper gets out, it's on. And these people are the same way. These are the people who went in to overseas for your freedom, air quotes. They're violent. And they're very good at it. And they don't want to be violent. But you're going to force them. Remember the Clive and Bundy Ranch standoff? There's another one coming, but it ain't going to be at one ranch. And I'm not calling people to do anything. They're going to do everything you're going to do, you're going to do on your own. See, that's what we've done. See, this is the whole game. What we must do is we must give words weight. Because, see, when I was younger, you know, oh, you're booger pants. I go to my mom. Oh, Billy called me a booger pants. Well, are you a booger pants? No, then shut up and go. It's words. Words cannot make you do things. That is up to you. That is why the First Amendment. You get it? Because you should be able to use your words. You should be able to say whatever the hell you want to say to make your argument. The only people who spread misinformation through the entire pandemic was the government. Every single thing they said was an absolute lie. and they knew it. It wasn't like they were telling you stuff they didn't know, because they damn well did know. And they damn well lied to your face, and they even admitted we had to lie to you because you're too dumb and you wouldn't have taken it. No, you're too smart. You won't take that poison. I didn't take that poison. I don't want that poison. Oh, by the way, folks, if you see anything that says bioengineered product, don't eat it. Because now they're putting these vaccines in bioengineered products. Don't eat it. They're trying to kill us. And if you can't see that, it's not my problem. I'm done trying to wake people up. I'm spreading the news. You figure it out, and you do what you're going to do. But you had better show up at the next election and stand watch. There's enough of us to watch every place. Don't just go cast your vote. Take your camera and stand your ground and watch. 2,000 mules, folks. They have video proof of ballot stuffing, but they don't care. They don't. That movie should be taken into a courtroom, should be shown to a judge, should be proven real, and then the election should be overturned, and Biden should be sent to prison, along with that cackling hyena that at this point in time, at this point in time, but it's not that point in time, because, see, that would be that point in time as opposed to this point in time. At this point in time, it's this point in time. Until it's not this point in time, then it's that point in time, which becomes this point in time. That's pretty much a quote of that imbecile that we have as second in charge. I'm disgusted, dude. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted in ways I can't tell you I'm disgusted right now. But we all know we went to bed with Donald Trump with a very huge lead. And in the middle of the night, when nobody was watching, after four places were shut down, Biden magically took the lead. And we're supposed to believe that that was a fair election. Let's see what this Drudge story says about Biden's bad poll. I don't know if they're talking about his wiener or not. Oh, it's an ABC poll, too. Oh, I've got to go to an app and read it. Screw you. I ain't going to do that. Mental and physical health doubted. You think? You think? Really? This babbling fool gets lost. Oh, and then it's the greatness about America, truth, justice, and justice. Just look at these headlines. Look, if this were a Republican in office, the news would be pounding him mercilessly. Listen to these headlines. Lines stretch down block at food banks as costs go up and pandemic aid expires. Well, that certainly sounds like a very prosperous America, right? That's what we're being told. We're being told job growth is up. Everything's good. There's no inflation. The world's hunky-dory. You're just a bitch. You just want a bitch because Trump didn't win. Lines stretch down the block. Well, here's another one. Homeless encampments exploding in size all over the country. Well, here's another good one. New cars, once a part of the American dream, now out of the reach for many. Well, that certainly sounds like a country in great shape, doesn't it? Doesn't it? That's what we're told. Everything's good. There's no inflation. Strong economy. Strong economy. Yet we have homeless encampments exploding. We have lines for the food banks. But everything's good. Everything's good. It's all good. Everything's good. It's fine. Really. Don't pay no attention. They probably didn't do their homework and shit. That's why they're down there getting food given to them. And seriously, folks, back to Tucker Carlson for a second. The only thing he did was show the proof. The proof is a video. A video is the silent observer. Those people were led into those places. There were two cops that led Buffalo Head all over the place. You know, the leader of the insurrection, air quotes. Why was he fired for showing you the truth? Because of Operation Mockingbird. Look it up. Again, I'm not asking you to believe me. Get your computer out and look up Operation Mockingbird. Because it's very obvious what's going on here. There was a reason the Germans had a minister of truth. There's the reason the Germans, oh, and don't forget Obama signed into law. What was it called? Let me find the act so you can look this one up too. The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act was signed by Obama. Do you know what that is? Anybody? 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 I know some of you are screaming the correct answer. There was a law written called Smith-Mundt back in the days that legalized for Americans to use PSYOPs on their enemies. PSYOPs, you know, psychological, screw with the brain. Radio Free America, all these places. They legalized that. But there was a caveat in it. Not on the American public. You know, like posse comitatus. We can't use the American military on the American public. So that's why they armed the police and gave them MRAPs and gave them body armor. So they effectively became the military. Because we can't use the military on you, but we can use the police on you. Well, they wrote this law so that we could use PSYOPs on foreign entities, but not on America. And then Obama came along and signed the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, which allows all agencies at the government to use psychological operations on the American public. My God, the Constitution is dead. My advice to you is very simple. I think Larry Kudlow is his name. Again, I'm bad with names. He's a brainiac investor. And when asked what people should be investing in, he said guns and ammo. You should be buying guns and ammo. Folks, your freedoms are rapidly disappearing. The time to take action is rapidly disappearing. Words won't mean much when there's no food in any stores. Believe me, I'm watching because these cities are going to descend into chaos. They're going to. It's going to happen. And there's so many other things that nobody's talking about. I know I'm spending a lot of time talking about this, but has anybody been watching? You know, they said the Earth's insides to quit spinning. They say a polar flip is coming. We may not have to worry about a thing. So what I suggest to you is get right. You better get right. Because a lot of us are going to get the answer to that question soon. That journey we're all on. And I'll tell you where I stand on this. Have you ever, go on YouTube, I'm surprised they let this stay there. Go on YouTube and watch that video of a fertilization of an egg where they, under electron microscope, were watching as a sperm swam up and joined with the egg. At the moment it went in, there's a brilliant flash of light. In my opinion, that's you entering that. Because we are energy. Our body is our shell. We are on the inside. We are energy. Our body holds us here until it releases us. And then we as energy go off. Because we're all interconnected with atoms and energy. And it's funny how the government used to make fun of psychic people and all this, yet they fund their own projects to use psychics to do what is called remote viewing. All proven. This is not conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy fact. This has all been proven. Oh, well. We're going to get the last break done, and I'm going to come back and we'll run through a few more things, but time is marching on, and I'm going to play this twice in a row because I don't care. It's one of my favorite commercials. Be right back.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy, nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage.
We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
And we're back. Time for the last segment. Let's go back to the news and see what kind of garbage Drudge peddling today. Man, this is unreal. The lies we tell ourselves about multitasking. California panel moves forward on reparations for black residents. $1.2 million each. Just for being black. Not that you were ostracized or just because in the past. So what about whites? Because we were slaves too. We were indentured servitude. What, you know, where's it going to stop? How far are you going to go back? Who are you going to give it to? California's going to be bankrupt anyhow, so it really doesn't matter. Oh, here's the other one, this New York City stuff. And this is what's funny. And this, listen to this. And this is a quote from Sharpton in this thing. Failure to prosecute that guy that strangled that guy will encourage vigilantes. What will failure to prosecute crimes encourage? There's a reason vigilantes have shown up. It's because you will not prosecute criminals. You will not hold them accountable. You will not punish them. See, this is, folks, we're living a loop of 1970. My 1970 friends, come back with me. Do you remember when crime was running rampant in New York before? What showed up? Curtis Sliwa and the Guardian Angels. Anybody remember that besides me? Remember that? Crime was so unhinged in New York that a vigilante group sprung up to defend the innocent citizens because their government would not defend them. And then Al Sharpton has the balls to say that this will encourage, we need some vigilantes because the cops are absent. Our representatives are absent. Our courts are absent. You're damn right we need some vigilantes. And this guy was on the train, this guy with 40 prior convictions, this guy who had a current warrant out for him for a violent crime, and then a man steps up to stop this worm. And the funny thing is, if he'd been a cop, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. He would be free, and he wouldn't face a single charge because he feared for his life. But if a citizen who's not been licensed to kill by the government accidentally kills somebody trying to stop them from a crime, he must be burning him at the stake. He's a witch. No, he's a man. And I'll bet you a lot of the people that were on that train that day thanked him. But now, he must be tried as a vigilante, because we don't want you thinking that you have the right to defend yourself. Only the police who are not there can defend you. Screw you. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. This man should be held up as a hero, because this man stood up to crime. But no, only the police can execute. Citizens are not allowed to execute. Only our heroes, with their gang tats and their thin blue line gang membership all over their cars and police stations, can kill people at will. This man's a hero. This is unreal. Oh, boy. Okay. When I told you not to eat something that says genetically modified organism, you're all like, oh, Dan, you're just making shit up. You're just making it up. Genetically altered pigs are now on the menu. The United States Food and Drug Administration has authorized gene-edited pigs entrance into the food chain for human consumption. Did you hear what I just said to you? Now, to the people who didn't take Uncle Sam's little prick, this matters. To the rest of you that bowed down and cowered, well, you're just screwed, because you're already a genetically modified organism. That was not a vaccine. That was a gene tool. That was a gene editing tool. They're admitting that now. Everything that was supposedly a lie is the truth. And if they'd have told you it was gene editing, would you have taken it? If they had told you that millions of people have had problems with it, would you have taken it? If they told you it wasn't tested to stop anything, would you have taken it? No, you wouldn't have. But they lied to you. They told you absolutely untruths. They knew they lied to you because they came out after the pandemic and admitted they lied to you. And now they've authorized them to gene editing and make changes in an organism's DNA that could occur in nature or through selective breeding, but would take much longer without a tool like CRISPR. Guess what? Guess what the mRNA vaccine uses? CRISPR. I know you don't want to hear this. You're a GMO. You are a GMO. Why do you think, look, folks, why do you think there's a sudden explosion in cancer? I mean a sudden explosion. All of the oncologists are talking about it. There's an explosion of deaths. All the life insurance companies and morticians are talking about it. That's because they screwed you up, they have no responsibility, and you're on your own. But me, I trusted my immune system. I trusted my body. I trusted my creator. You trusted Uncle Sam that has put radioactivity in city's water, so people will be subject to radioactivity and see how they acted. They have put acid in water supply before. They gave people syphilis before. They have faked things to happen to get us into a war before. Every one of those is provable and true. And now they have genetically modified over half of America. and there's no turning back. Once you took that, you took it. If you took one or two, it doesn't matter. You are screwed at some point. There's been a rise of cancers. There's been a rise in neurological disorders. Look at all the stars. Look at all the stars. Jamie Foxx. All of them. All of them that took that poison are having problems. They bought it too. They trusted the government. That's how ignorant they are. But here you are. You are a genetically modified organism. Good luck, bitches, because you're going to need it. They try to make it sound good in this article, but I ain't eating that shit. I ain't eating that shit. But here we are. Check your food, folks. Check your food. And here's these things. USA passes 200 mass shootings this year. You know, you can add that to the food lines and everybody's upset and the world's ending. They are determined to destroy this country. SUV driver hits crowd Brownsville bus stop, 8 dead. We need to outlaw SUVs. We need to outlaw cars. We need to outlaw buses. We need to outlaw anything large that can be used to kill people. This is unreal. West looks to China for end of war. You understand that? That's how deballed we've become. We have an absolute embarrassment as a president and vice president. An absolute embarrassment. And here we are. And here we are. Well, folks, the time has come for the end of the show yet once again. I'm going to drift off into the sunset and go do a busy week's worth of work. Look on my schedule, find the places I'm going to be. And if you're anywhere near, I'd appreciate if you'd drop out and see me. And with that being said, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.